I want to dedicate these to Don Wentworth, who is the he's a great poet, and he is the I guess he's in charge of the poetry section of the Carnegie Library, and he's just an encyclopedia of poetry and really a national treasure. He publishes the Lilliput Review and blog, which is focused on haiku and tanka, all short poems. The magazine is only about that big, and he's been doing it for probably 20, 30 years. But, I've been writing a lot of short poems lately, so here we go. American Dreamer. Bullet holes in all the front windows. I sleep in the back. For years planting seeds, zilch. This year I did nothing, and everything bloomed. My sweet old dog, it may be her last summer. She smells the peonies. This is what Don would call a monostitch poem. Just one line. The skinny cat has the biggest appetite. Penlight rays to rustling leaves, raccoons eating mulberries. Arriving home on my motorcycle, a dozen lucky eggs. This is a longer poem I'm going to read from an African poet I translated. It's John Joseph Ribera-Velo from Madagascar. This is actually the first complete book in English. He's a really great poet, a surrealist poet. And this is from another book that will be published later in the summer, from a book called Almost Dreams. It's a poem he wrote in recognition of Paul Gauguin. When Ribera-Velo was alive, he lived from 1901 to 1937 under colonialism. He wasn't allowed to leave the island. He wanted to travel to Paris his entire life. And when I first discovered this poem, it occurred to me, like, what a radical thing that Paul Gauguin was doing at that time. I mean, he was depicting islanders in nativity scenes, which didn't really process for me consciously looking at his artwork until reading this poem. This is probably the first time this poem has ever been heard in English. So it's called In Recognition of Paul Gauguin. I compare... I confront the shadows of shades animated by the master, which sleep in the book of Robert Ray like enchained captives, and some ocean and leaves where there are images in black, and the men who surround me, and myself besides. Then some songs of friends born in cold lands, but called to live on torrid seashores. And these words for songs you call pantoums, from which blossom high shoots of bamboo, harpooning the sun. And these nostalgic chants lull with syllabic melody the Amerindian sky's infant moon, and the inner voice as well, where long I have listened to its babble of tongues. Who will explore the darkness of obscure affinities, bridges of light carried by the waves and shadows of the ages? Who will direct the choir celebrating the origin all share in these enraptured spirits along austral beaches fixed in this book I perused? And these young men and these young women, equally rendered from nature by the fall of the bird of light, then by its rising again. I watch out for them during summer's rain, and I see them, those who extend their hands out to each other along the frontiers of legends, along the banks of the river of fables. And while the song of the continents rises up, I call out your name, O Paul Gauguin, O Paul Gauguin, self-exiled to a remote shore, where perhaps my ancestors embarked in the slips, there where I, myself, might have remained while awaiting your miracle.
Thank you.